Now, this is again a top off the top of my head, part B, illusions. Now, the first take on illusions, generally speaking, illusions, like I said, we live in a world of illusions created mainly by our thoughts and how we put those together. What we choose to believe is true, and sometimes what we choose to believe is true is not. That's called an illusion. Sometimes what we choose to believe is an illusion, even if it is true. So it takes some deep thinking and some deep separating from thought to find this stuff out. That's part A. This is part B, business. So this is about you controlling your illusions in business and realizing there are illusions in business and how to handle them wisely and with honesty and with the things that bring you the best long term. And just so you know, even some of the best things you hear in business are illusions. They're lies. Some of them are carefully crafted, clearly in advertising lies. Some of the advertisers are the best indoctrinators in the world. So you've got to take the time to not just believe everything you heard, don't believe everything you hear. Just start testing, get the personalities behind it, the real people. Not that sometimes they find these great people to put out in front, but what's really behind it? Now, this is going to put you in a strange world, but it's a business world. And if you do it with wisdom and with love and with common sense, it'll make the difference because this is business. I can't tell you how many times I've been deceived in business, and I can't tell you how many times I've been taken care of because of my trust in God. I got totally trapped, and he pulled me out of it. Just incredible. So, does it sound like business? No, they're not going to teach you in this in business school. But this is what's really valuable about business. Keep your soul intact by not getting too much out of the money. Don't try to trick people with lies. Give the best you can. Do wisdom and make God your partner. Make him a silent partner because some people are so adamant about God. You just keep him as a silent partner. That's not what I do, but sometimes I do when wisdom dictates. This is about business. Now it's you can do a lie truth detection. That takes thousands of hours to get really good at it. You get it with 1,000 hours, you can start getting some stuff. But what you really want to do is get in tune with truth itself. It protects you, it guides you, it steers you in the right direction. So in business, again, the real key is getting in touch with the reality of truth in this form. So do that and you'll be taken care of. Pretend you're doing that, create the illusion of doing that, and well, it's up to chance. But what this topic's going to narrow down on is with the business. We're going to talk about illusions with business because that's what one of the things we're talking about, trying to get people going into business. And I don't claim to be the expert on illusions. I just seem to know more, a lot more than most because I did all that lie truth detection. The spiritual path I took, you live in a world of illusions. But let's get back to business. Like right now, the business world is switching a lot to digital. Not totally. Some people are making millions not doing that, or just doing it partially. Some people, that's all they do. And that's kind of what this business is about, is total online, internet, podcast, find your clients online, make the sales online, do everything online. So and I'm doing that for a purpose because there's an air of freedom about it. And fortunately, since I consciously chose this path, we have a business that we can do from anywhere that makes us a good living. And I like it. It's freeing because, like, we went down to Panama, the country, for a month and a half to try it. And we went to New Zealand. And, I used to travel a lot. And then after a while, I just kind of realized it wasn't my passion anymore, but I'm free to do it, but not totally because I didn't build my business on passive residual income and I didn't build it on absentee ownership. That's kind of what I think you ought to put in the very beginning, absentee ownership, passive residual income, along with all the integrity. You get a good foundation of what you want, and it's kind of like you think it, and the product and everything will come to you. Anyway, I got a good business, but it's not freeing now. And that's my next goal. That's the goal I'm currently working on. That's actually why I'm doing this, passive residual income. We'll talk about that later. I think that there's a truth that goes, you teach best what you need to know most. So I need to know a lot more about passive residual income. not just talking about it, I know the stories about it, but having more and more and more passive residual income. That means it comes in whether you're asleep, whether you're awake, whether you're in jail, whether you're on your dying bed or in New Zealand. The money just comes in. And that's the businesses that we're trying to get people to create. One, that they can be done from anywhere. Two, that they're passive. And three, that they're, well, of course, ethical. And I mean, that's common sense. Go back to the basics: love, wisdom, kindness, helping people, doing good, not lying, not cheating, that kind of stuff. Because you do reap what you sow. So the illusion is, in this business world, that you don't reap what you sow. Now, a lot of these sales techniques, they're very common. I mean, so common. They'll have this big, long thing. You can't get out of it. You've got to watch every part of it. And they always talk. And then they'll, you must buy this. This is the greatest thing you've ever seen. And you will buy it. And you will find, you know, putting all these neurolinguistic ideas in your brain. And so at the end of watching this thing, you go spend your $50 or $75 or $2,000. And I've been very guilty of it. But I also know what they're doing. So I have a way to sort through the lies they're telling, because I have so much light truth detection, to find out if what they've got, the actual product, is good. But then I really do not recommend using those techniques. They might work. They might be successful. But I think the truth works better, just simple, honest truth. Sometimes you can find a really good, I see some people are just so skilled at their advertisements. They're just truthful. They're honest. They don't try to lock you in. They don't, you know, you're not forced into a squeeze page, although squeeze pages and all those things have their place. But if you're trying to force a person to get their money, that's called sowing bad crap. And you don't want bad crap coming back to you. So I've seen some of these people are very honest with their presentations. They just lay things out. It's very simple to get in or get out. Be honest about the negative side of the things and the truth. Because you'll find that, well, here's a real, you'll find that a customer base will stay with the truth. And I've got a customer base. We've got a customer base, a lot of people, like over 1,000. And some of them have been with us 20, 25 years. Because the person who's running the business has got to be honest, just truthful and helpful, and give them what they need. And that's a very steady income to have for 25 years. And any store knows that. It used to be the thing, the customer comes first. But now it's become the customer's money comes first. And that's done by people who have their focus on money and power and greed and success. And they'll get out there and say all these things. They'll use all the right words. But if you put a light truth detector on them, and if you know neurolinguistic programming, you'll know that they're trying to force you down a funnel. You buy their product, that's all they care about. And what's just as bad, if not worse, you got to be politically correct and all this crap. That's the lie that socialism tells. They don't tell that they destroy creativity and freedom and truth. You know, this political correct environment, in my estimation, truly sucks. I like the truth so far better. I want to go to the universe of truth only. I think they call that heaven, heaven on earth. Not yet. So you want your business to be truthful, wise, common sense, good product. Don't try to force the people into just making a sale. I'm not coming out of innocence. I used to sell crap stuff, you know, like watches that looked like Rolexes, but you want to get away from the person as soon as you sold it because it's likely to break down. The way I was originally trained was to talk to them kind of low tone, look over my shoulder, kind of act worried. They'd get the impression that it was probably maybe a stolen watch and they were getting something for value, which they weren't. And I would just take whatever I could get. I mean, we're paying so low for them. That's kind of like a little NLP trick. Like NLP can be a two-edged sword, and that's the bad side of the sword. But I was making money. You know, pay $5 for it and sell it for 40 or 50 or 100. You know, and they'd get the idea, oh, he stole the watch, so I'm going to buy it for 100 bucks. And it wasn't worth, I mean, I bought it for $5. Looked good, but that's what you do not want to do. And finally, I had a come-to-God reality. I said, oh, how to get the truth in? Well, it looked like this. I'd say, hey, I got these watch. They look like Rolex, but they're totally fake. And, you know, I'll get it to you for $30. And the people, I wouldn't have to say any more than that. I'd say, and they don't even work that well, but they'd look at them and they'd say, I could wear it. And they'd buy them because they'd look like a Rolex, and they'd just go out and show them off. So I didn't have to lie. I didn't have to deceive. I didn't have to use NLP. I just said, hey, here's something that looks like a Rolex, and I'll get it to you for $30, and they would buy it. I made a lot more money, a lot more sales. I think it was just from where I was coming from. People don't like deceptive people, so don't be one. Never do that again. I just want to help people. I want to help you make passive residual income. And so we're talking about illusions. That's what an illusion is. You've got an illusion of this whole sales pitch, and the product may not be as good as they say. You have control over your own mind. You've got to stop the illusions in your own mind. I mean, you're going to live in a world of illusion, and people are spouting illusions. People believe their illusions. Some people really believe their product's good because they've never really checked out another product. They've been maybe indoctrinated. Maybe their father had the company when they grew up, and maybe they know lots about it, and they also know all the illusions that were used. So I'm saying get to the core truth about what you're doing. Use the goal setting. Set a realistic goal. Like, I don't know, if you're making $20,000 a month, set a big goal. If you're not, if you got a job and making $4,000 a month, set a goal, part-time passive residual income, $4,000 a month. I don't know, set it for whatever time frame you want, a year or whatever, 2 years, 5 years, 2 weeks if you're a hard worker. And if you really get the core of this Aladdin's lamp unleashed, you do create realities. The meshed universe, this is an illusion that people don't really get a lot. The universe kind of forms around your choices, your postulates. So if you choose something, good or bad, it can actually come draw it to you. Well, you're creating it. That God, you know, says God created you in the image of God. What is God? He's a creator. So you create. And if you're doing it in illusion, like, oh, my life sucks, and I, guess what you're creating? And if you, like, there's a guy named Merlin, he wrote a book that's on my site. It's called Prison to Praise. He also wrote a few other books, one was called Power and Praise. Now, these books talk about being thankful in all circumstances. Now, Merlin was, he was a friend of mine. He's an older guy, fought World War II, when the 82nd Airborne, all his life. Anyway, get those books and read them. Because he found he could be joyful in the midst of any circumstance because it was his choice. And God told him, he had some direct, undeniable revelations where God talked to him. Actually quite funny, actually, some of them. But he changed my life because he showed me that you could be thankful in all circumstances. I haven't come close to the joy. He was the most joyful man I ever met. And he was a truth teller. He was just Mr. Truth. And he was like he was a soldier too. He was a lieutenant colonel in the 82nd Airborne and really a great guy. And he showed me a lot because he'd been through, you know, three tours in Vietnam and World War, you know, all kinds of stuff. The worst of the worst the world has to offer. And he was the most joyful person I've ever met. And he did it out of conscious choice. I have a business guy, and I watched him, and he turned virtually nothing into a multi-billion dollar business. He's still a friend of mine. He's a really good guy with a really good heart, really helps people. On the other hand, I know of billionaires on TV and with shows and with vaccines and with incredible amounts of money, and I avoid them like the plague because money is the focus of their lives. That's what their money is about. You're based on lies, you're in deep doo-doo. You're based on money, you're in deep doo-doo. If you're trying to rip people off, you're in deep doo-doo. If you're trying to manipulate and control and enslave people, you're in deep doo-doo. Don't kid yourself. I tell you, there's some very bad things you can get into if you make money your core. And remember, it's an illusion, your illusion. You could just make God your core, make helping people your core, make joy your core. Why not do that instead of make, oh, pay attention to me, my core? or I'm going to hide and lie and steal and take all your money from behind because I'm a politician and I've done it for 50 years. My parents taught me to do it. Well, you think you're going to avoid the reap and sow thing? No way. So the world is an illusion that you create with your thought sets. I would recommend in business create passive residual income. That means money that comes in, whether you're on the beach or working or asleep or on a trip or in jail or whatever, the money still keeps coming in. That's the income, and it's residual. It comes in over and over. Here's an example. I got a program that I'm working on. I think I got it together, where a person puts in $2,500, where I really help people. People give me $2,500, and I can really help a person. And instead of just like a charitable donation, I try to get the person who getting helped to guarantee to pay the person back. There's no guarantees or promises, but the person who puts in the $2,500 might get $5,000, maybe even $7,000 back in about a year. So that's kind of a fun thing. Plus, I got some really great passive things, real estate without needing a license, some health things that really help people. And, you know, if you got some money, there's some real estate rental stuff you can do. Anyway, it's about passive residual income. It's about helping people. It's about creating a business that's truthful and wise, and test everything to the fullest. So let's go on. Create income streams, passive streams, learn things. That's what this course is part of. They get this course, and they get a lot of courses. But the biggest thing I'm talking about is there's illusions. You got to learn to spot them in your own life and relieve them in your own life. And choose. And even if you're living in illusions, make sure that you realize that they're not that real. Start looking for what is really, truly real and truthful, and pursue goodness and love and truth and wisdom. And pray that the illusions of your life are the illusions God wants you to have. And make that your goal. And in business, make that your goal. So I'm going to end. But remember, this is about business, your business. So make it a good business. And by that, I mean good, godly, wise.